Tyrone Mathieu, the honey badger,
mm-hmm.
as he's called, retired yesterday or the other day, and great player. He's played with a few teams. Seems, you know, he was obviously he was a very good player, but he always seems like to me like a great teammate.
Yeah.
Would do whatever it took to win. Mm-hmm. Kind of love that.
Intense player. Dude.
Exactly. Honey Badger is one of the great nicknames. You might remember how that started. Somebody put a video up of Honey Badger, don't talk like it was viral for a long right. time, and then they called
he even dyed
honey.
His hair at one point too,
yeah.
didn't he?
Yeah. Yes, he did. So I want to ask you, John, and everybody else out there, 248-539-9797. What are the greatest nicknames in the NFL, in the history of the NFL? When I say history, let's try to keep it to the 20th century.
Okay, we're talking just the NFL. We're not
just the NFL. Okay, because I don't want to go back too far where we're talking about Snake Stabler and Deacon Jones
okay,
and people
but,
like that.
So we can't say we can't use the fridge or sweetness.
Yeah, you can't use them.
That's too far back.
Yeah,
come on, because the fridge is like one of the greatest and most well-known nicknames of all time.
Well, okay. Well, then put a timeline on it. Then.
I guess I don't know. I guess if we are going back 40 years.
Hacksaw Reynolds, we want to do Crazy Legs Hirsch. I mean,
well, no, I don't want to do the Galloping Ghost.
Right, okay. Yeah.
The Four Horsemen. So I guess, I don't know. Let's as close to the 21st century as possible.
So yours would have been the fridge?
The fridge, yeah. It's fridge and sweetness. Those have been the easy ones. That was my childhood.
Right.
But I guess maybe one of the greatest nicknames of all time, and obviously there's one here with the Lions that we'll talk about, but a Detroit native, the Bus.
Yes, great nickname.
The Bus. It was perfect for Jerome Bettis. I don't know that you could have a better nickname for the style of player, his body type. Just Jerome Bettis was literally built like a bus, ran like a bus, and just carried everyone with him.
That is a perfect nickname. Now, I'm going to go a little outside the box here.
Okay.
Because I just think it's a great nickname for, especially a player plays a position that these guys usually don't get nicknames. And it's actually a derivation of another nickname that I think you were.
Oh, wow. Look at you. Big words.
You're going to mention.
Derivation?
Yeah. It's derived from that.
Derived. Okay. Yeah. All right. Appreciate it. Is that the French or the Latin of it?
Yeah. It's the Stony of it.
Okay.
Mine is Greg Zuerlein, the kicker. They called him Legatron.
Legatron.
I just thought that was like the greatest nickname for a guy who kicked a lot of long distance field goals.
Uh-huh.
In his career.
There you go. Yeah, Legatron.
Mm-hmm.
All right, obviously, and that leads us to who we have on line number one.
Yes,
let's
go to Luke and Warren. What's up, Luke?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good.
I was just going to say Megatron is like obviously hometown for us, but that's just, it's such a bad, you know, it's a dirty nickname for a guy that just was a dog for us, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Megatron. I mean, it's imposing. And he was.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
All right.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 248-539-9797.
I'd have to go with a former teammate of mine. Maybe the most well-known nickname, that's Prime.
Yeah.
Prime Time.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And now he's known as Coach Prime.
Yes. And, you know, when you talk about nicknames, I always try to put a caveat as it's got to be something that if you saw him walking up down the street or a teammate would say, hey, you know, Legatron or hey, this. It's like different sport, obviously. Like Nicholas Lidstrom, his nickname is like the perfect human.
Yeah.
But if Nicholas Lidstrom walks through the door, I'm not going to say, hey, what's up, perfect human? Or like yes. Little ball of hate.
Yeah.
Ball of hate?
Yeah, but it's got to, so if you're just going to call them by their nickname, it has to be one word.
Pretty much.
I mean, yeah, because like you said, you know, perfect human.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. No, it's like, yeah.
Nobody's going to call, you know, I don't think, maybe people called Datsuk. What's he? It's called the Magic Man.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, Irvin Johnson's Magic. But
Magic. Yeah. 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 And because you couldn't say, you couldn't even abbreviate it. You couldn't say Mr. Perfect because
right.
That's a different person. That's
a, yes.
And so yeah, and boy, it's my mind keeps going to my childhood. And so limiting it to the 21st century. Well, no. So I can say this one. This because I played against him. Mm-hmm. Minister of Defense.
Yeah.
Reggie White.
Yeah.
I think he would. That to me was, you know, obviously it brings in. He was very religious,
mm-hmm.
and he was unbelievable in his prime. He was just great.
What about one of your former teammates, Big Daddy?
Oh, Big Daddy Wilkinson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, Big Daddy is a great dude. He's one of the funniest guys that I've ever played with. And just a great teammate. But yeah, Big Daddy had a, I can't remember if it was an interception or a fumble return. We were playing the Bears, and we were in FedEx Field, and he was returning one. It was about 80 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, everybody else must have fallen down. Darryl Green was running next to him and kept asking him to pitch him the ball, and Big Daddy took it to the house. Was not going to give up that ball.
How about this one? This is from, oh, it says, Frank, old bag of donuts, Winters. Favre center in his prime for the Packers. His nickname was old bag of donuts.
Old bag of donuts.
Never heard that one before.
Yeah.
I'm biased, but Night Train for Dick Night Train.
Now you're Night Train, yeah, yeah, way you're back. Going way back, yeah.
We're trying to keep it somewhat current.
Mm-hmm.
Shane from Farmington Hills says one of the best nicknames was the Goose. Oh, Tony Siragusa.
Oh yeah, Tony Siragusa played against him as well. Right. Yeah, yeah. He was a funny dude, even as an opponent.
Now I guess this is a nickname, even though you're just adding one word to his real name, Big Ben.
Yes. Yeah. Ben Roethlisberger.
Mm-hmm. Slash. Cordell Stewart.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Not an individual player. But the Legion of Boom has to be there. Well, there's somebody on that team who actually somebody's calling about that I will let them say this is a great nickname. Mm-hmm. D, you're on 97 on the ticket. Good morning, D.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good.
Oh, man, good, man. One of my favorite players, man, of all time, man. You got to go with Beast Mode. I mm-hmm. mean, that name right there,
yep.
If that don't describe the way he ran, the way he played, you know, even the way, you know, he was in the community, you know, how he felt about his community and in Oakland and, you know, all the commercials that he's doing now, man, just he's become just a lovable dude. And the way he ran, you know, when I played football, man, that's the way I tried to run. I was kind of built like that. And Beast Mode, when he got the ball, you know, you knew what was coming. You still couldn't stop it. So I just love that nickname, the way he represented it.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it.
Yep.
He was great.
I mean, football's had some great ones.
Two current ones, Sonic and Knuckles.
Sonic and Knuckles, there you go. Yep. Mm-hmm. Tandem.
Yep, indeed.
Best running back duo in the NFL?
Right now? I would think so.
Yeah. I think you'd be hard pressed to find anybody, any tandem that's better.
Correct. How about this one? Now, yeah, that's a nickname. He was called it, or an area around him was called this, Revis Island.
Revis Island. Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're going back a little bit on this one, but again, I think about my childhood. You remember Christian Okoye's nickname?
Oh, the Nigerian Nightmare.
Yeah. That's such an awesome nickname.
Yeah.
Ironhead. You talking about a football player?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Craig Hayward.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. There was even one more recent that he actually changed his name. Put it on his jersey down in Cincinnati.
Oh, Ocho Cinco.
Ocho Cinco.
Yeah.
85.
Or what about, what's his name? He Hate Me.
Oh, He Hate Me. Yeah, yeah, the first XFL.
Yeah, yes, exactly. The little name Rod Smart.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris from Flynn has a really good one.
Hey, not a Bear fan, but Peanut Tillman.
Peanut.
Mm-hmm.
Really good player, man. Really good player, yeah. too. Somebody that yeah. You...
Wonder how he earned that nickname.
Yeah.
Somebody saw him in the shower.
He wouldn't fit into the Speedo.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I mean, but there's just been some great beast mode. You know, that one is it just fits so well, like the bus. Mm-hmm.